It's been a long day, and this may end up being a short podcast after a long day. I couldn't do it early in the morning. I already left the temple at 8, and prior to that, I was memorizing a script that I received at 4 in the morning, and it was something I was memorizing also in the car as we were going to a video studio where we're preparing a small clip, 1 minute clip, or perhaps even less, that will go on to different sites, my podcast site, so many other devotee sites, as well as other non-devotee sites who allow, and these were being done by two people, myself as a devotee and one of our congregation members, as a congregation member businessman, and we were doing two. He was doing one for people who really want a very general approach, secular approach. Mine was very much, obviously, the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement. So I was memorizing, and it's a little difficult for me to memorize proper Hungarian, because even if I want to speak something, then I speak it in my own language. Memorizing what someone else writes is almost like memorizing a different language for me. And it was fun. We did that video recording, more or less. What I'm saying is, Hare Krishna, I'm Shivaram Swami, the spiritual head of the Krishna consciousness movement in Hungary. For 25 years, I've been trying to help Hungarian people advance in spiritual consciousness. I'm sure that you all know that everyone has the opportunity to give their tax to the 2% of their tax deductible income. They can direct 2% of their tax deductible income. The first percent you can direct towards the foundation of your choice, and the second one to the religion of your choice. But just think of this: 80% of the people don't really take advantage of this second option. In other words, 80% of the people don't direct that money to any religion. Then I continue. We Krishna conscious people train others in spiritual values, distribute food, and realize self-sufficiency in our eco valley in Somaj Vamush. And by these activities, we contribute to the social welfare and spiritual upliftment of Hungary. I request all of you that if you're so inclined, please direct 1% towards the support of our projects. Our technical number is 0389. Thank you very much. So that was that. And then from the other side of Budapest, we drove all the way to the other side of the Balaton, to a city called Veszprém, which is north again off the road from Budapest, and we went there to a brick company and spoke to the managing director, and they were very favorable, and they were willing to have all of their employees sign over to us, and then we drove from there to here, and now here I am. I was really excited to come, as usual, but this time the two major Vraja projects that are being finished for the festivities are Rang Mahal, which I'm looking at right now, and Barshana, which is on the other side, the temple approach side coming up the hill. And Rang Mahal is really incredible. It's a huge lake surrounded by a stone walk. There's a stage that reaches into the lake. There's steps going up with a very nice seating arrangement cut into the hill. There's the pavilion above that with a beautiful stone square in front of that. There's another set of stairs going up to the temple level, and then at the very lowest level, there's a little forest of a kunj of trees. Oh, it's really, really impressive. Devotees who come here, I think, will really appreciate it. And on the other side, Barshana is really also developing very beautifully. Five hills, beautiful lake. The paths are being set. And what can I say? It's, as usual, very peaceful, calm, quiet, wonderful atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, friendly devotees, and Radha Shyama Sundu really beautifully dressed today in gold and green cloth outfit. And of course they're stunning and beautiful as always. And it's a real break to be back in the Dham. I'm going to go back again Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that'll be the last of this 1% marathon. And then Thursday, Friday, I'm just going to have rest days just to rest up for the weekend and be able to greet the guests. And cause I think I'm extremely tired and worn out. And as soon as I send these podcasts off, I'm going to get back to writing, continue writing on Giriraj. Actually, this morning I bumped into, but Vijay Prabhu came to Budapest, and he'd come from the farm. We spoke a little, because I didn't have much more than about 5 minutes, and I had to go to the studio. So that's the report. That's about as much as I have energy for, and I'm sure we'll do better tomorrow. Hare Krishna.